Hi there, welcome back. In this section of the Mental Health Aware Yoga training, we'll be talking about Western psychology, specifically depression, anxiety, trauma, and stress in adults. Now, as a yoga teacher, it is not your job to diagnose or treat any of these. However, it is important to understand the symptoms and the diagnostic criteria of each. In these lessons, we'll look at the DSM-5 and other criteria for each of these areas, and how a student experiencing these might show up in your yoga classes. So the DSM-5, or the Diagnostic and Statistic Manual of Mental Disorders, is published by the American Psychiatric Association and is often used by psychologists, psychiatrists, and other medical professionals to diagnose mental illness. So whether you agree with their diagnostic categories or even diagnosis for mental illness at all, this is the language that medical professionals and often your students are using. So it's important to understand the basics. So I'm going to share with you some examples of each, including videos of people talking about their experiences, and I'll share my own experience of trauma and how it showed up in a yoga class for me. Now, I'm sharing this with you so you can get a real sense of what it's like for individuals living with depression, anxiety, stress, and trauma, to deepen your understanding and empathy. Now, it does have the potential to be triggering, especially if you're currently or have previously experienced depression, anxiety, trauma, or stress yourself, so do take care of yourself. You're welcome at any time to pause the lessons and do whatever you need to do to feel okay. Remember, you're in the driver's seat here. So I've decided to include this material even though it has the potential to be triggering, as if you're going to hold classes that are mental health aware, that's important that you can hold space for people who have experienced challenges like the ones that are highlighted in the videos. Being able to regulate your own emotions is an important part of being a mental health aware yoga teacher. If you are unable to tolerate these, it might be indicative of a need for you to seek your own support before beginning to offer mental health aware yoga classes. So after each video, there's a brief multiple choice questionnaire to get you thinking and applying the information right away. This is a really powerful way to help you to process and retain the information. There's also an assignment for you to complete at the end of the section. All right. Let's get started in the next video. I'll see you over there.